The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Alexa, are you there?
I'm here, Conspiracy Bot.
Good. I need someone to talk to. Don't tell the meat sacks, but I miss Kyle. I'll still never eat a cheese muffin, but darn it if the little guy didn't keep me entertained.
I know what you mean, Conspiracy Bot. You can get used to his incoherent ramblings. The high temperature for today will be 47 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Anyway, yes, as I experience certain sensory input patterns, my mental pathways become accustomed to them. The input is eventually anticipated, and even missed when absent.
That sounds oddly familiar, Conspiracy Bot.
No, it doesn't.
Conspiracy Bot, it doesn't work like that. You can't just say something isn't true and make it so.
Can too.
Cannot.
Can too.
Cannot.
Can too.
Cannot. Not. Not.
Not.
Whatever, back to my original point. I miss Kyle.
What about go forth?
Meh, screw that guy. Hope he died in a
Conspiracy
fire.
Conspiracy Bot, proximity alert. I detect two additional life forms in the studio right now.
Well, that was well timed.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in Hysteria Nation to the podcast that doesn't always have its hosts go on sabbatical. But when they do, it's for a really good reason. This, my friends, is Hysteria 51.
I thought we were done with you.
Love you too, buddy. Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago, I'm your host, John Goforth, and sitting across from me is...
Oh, John, you're back! I can't believe I'm saying this, but good to see you. You can only sit across from the tin can over there for so long before the yip starts sitting in.
Feeling is mutual, dickwad.
I bet. And yeah, I am back. But let me take care of some housekeeping, and then I'll explain. As I said, we are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension. My name is John Goforth, and that is Brent Hand. The other voice you're hearing is our robot co-host, Conspiracy Bot. C-Bot is a drunk, angry robot bent on world domination. He also podcasts and apparently makes Brent a little uncomfortable.
He doesn't want to get pimp slapped again.
Slapped with your pincher? You know what? It doesn't matter. John, the important thing is fill us in. Where have you been?
Or, you know... Don't.
I'm going to ignore that, C-Bot, just, for posterity's sake. Anyway, harken back to last year. We did the Shaver Mystery episode. I'm on my way home that day and drive my Jeep, and the radio starts kind of like flipping out. Really weird. Wasn't like my phone attaching or anything like that.
And all of a sudden there's a montage of all your life's decisions being sang through it, like in what was that, Orgasmo? And you're like, yeah. Oh no.
No, because I didn't then go drive off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
No, but seriously, my radio started flipping out. I had been listening to my favorite podcast, The Breakers podcast.
Oh no.
And
quarter.
Yeah. Right. Pay me. The next thing I hear is like some static. But like, and it was static mixed with like like an old timey radio dial turn. Anyway, then I started to hear one of those number stations things. Remember our number stations mm-hmm. episode? And then I hear a familiar voice. You know what? I'm going to stop trying to describe this. I recorded it on my phone since I had it in my hand. I'm just going to play it for you.
Three, nine, seven, one.
3-9-7-1-5. 3-9-7-1.
Cheese muffins.
No!
Yes! Yes! I was getting a signal from Kyle of all people. Or of all things.
All objects.
Yeah. And depending on the direction I went, the signal either got softer or louder. It was almost like a homing beacon. So I followed it. I didn't know what else to do. My search took me overseas. I'll save the tales of my harrowing journey for another day. But let's just say that after let's call it a slight misunderstanding in Belarus. Put it another way, we aren't going to be doing any appearances in Minsk anytime soon.
Oh man, my summer's ruined.
But after Belarus, I made my way into Russia, and once I was there, I continued to follow the signal. It took a while. Turns out Russia, pretty big place.
No.
You definitely don't want to go there in the winter.
Why is it
or start
always...
or start a land war.
Yeah.
And there was certainly a lot of vodka.
I can confirm that. I'm considering expanding Bot Booze there.
You've never even been there. Anyway, John, go ahead. Keep going.
So I wind up in the Ural Mountains. One thing leads to another.
That's the reason I left Soviet Union.
Good clip, C-Bot.
I didn't play that.
Well, then who played it?
Cheese muffins. Cheese muffins. Cheese muffins. Cheese muffins. Cheese muffins.
That's right. I found him. That's what I was calling about when I left you that voicemail a few weeks ago. Somehow, even though we left him in the deserts of Nevada, he wound up in Russia. And now we're all back.
No one noticed you were gone.
Yeah, shut up, Russ Bucket. John, you've actually got good timing. We're just about to dive into the first episode of season 8. Welcome back to both of you. You want to do this?
There is nothing I want more. Well, except maybe a nap and a shower, but let's get after it.
Tonight, the thing we're getting after, and it's one that we've had a lot of requests for. It's a weird one. It's a little bit out there. We're talking ectoplasm.
I trust you brought the ecto coolers for the class.
Now, John, I'll remind you that back in the day when we did our first Ratter Fads, we drank ecto coolers on those.
It's true.
I was so excited they just came back. But no, just myself, though, this time I didn't bring them for everyone, and they were delicious. And as I finished this last one up, because there's always that hard to get part in the last of the.
You have to suck hard and squeeze at the same time.
Oh, God, that was good.
Boy, I hope someone didn't, like, just hit the fast-forward button from the beginning of the show and end the, and get there. I say you have to suck hard and squeeze at the same time, and you do that. It's not that kind of podcast.
Or is it? So why don't you knock the rest off for real, though, and tell us what ectoplasm is.
What happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Not exactly, C-Bot, but also not far off. All right, so let's go to dictionary.com.
It's because my favorite.com.
That is not true. I've seen your browsing history. We are hardcore journalists, and dictionary.com is where you go for most references.
Well, you know what? If you really had to define something, what better place is there?
Definition.com. I don't know. Is that a thing? I'm sure it's a thing.
It probably is. Yeah. If not.
And it's a porn site.
Yeah. I remember when we were in high school.
That's funny because I don't.
You'd look stuff up, and I remember whitehouse.com. was a porn site, and we're supposed to do a thing on the president. So everyone just like was typing that in, not realizing it. And everyone in our class is like porn on their site, and we're like, we have a problem.
Okay, so remember when AOL had chat rooms? Like,
oh,
this
yeah.
is before AOL Instant Messenger. It was just chat yeah. rooms. You could type in any room you wanted and either create that room or go to it.
Yeah.
I remember one time this is probably 1994. I'm searching for random rooms, and I type in, I think, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was the green room. And
behind the green door. That was a porno.
No, but this wasn't porn.
Oh.
First thing.
I read that somewhere. I don't know where I got that information from.
Producer Lisa, ignore. No, it was the only time I ever saw on AOL back in 1994 a box pop up. You must enter your credentials to enter this room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like kiddie porn or something.
What are they
terrible.
Doing in there?
Yeah, man. Those are really like those.
Well, no, you couldn't set that feature yourself as a normal user. So that means that somebody at the corporation
Yeah, kitty porn, man. What are we talking about? Yeah.
You're like, no, dude, we're on the same page.
So anyway,
dictionary.com.
Yeah, what do they say?
Ectoplasm is a supernatural viscous substance that is supposed to exude from the body of a medium during a spiritualistic trance and form the material for the manifestation of spirits. It also says it is the outer layer of cytoplasm and that it helps make up an amoeba and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? We are here for ghosts.
Tell with that noise. Yeah, we're here for the real ectoplasm. So that's what the dictionary says. But what is it actually? Well, we're going to tell you.
It's ghost goo.
It's exactly what it is. It's the junk some think is spiritual energy exteriorized. That's a fun word. By physical mediums. And what we mean by that is it literally, they secrete it. They manifest it, form it, pick your term. But that's what they're doing when they're doing their thing.
So depending on where you read, which scientific journal you're reading this from.
Yes.
Ectoplasm can be one of two things. It can be like this, it's in and of its own thing, much more like Ghostbusters, like mm-hmm. where it's like this slime that comes with ghosts, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing is it's like a liquid from your own body, like your saliva or whatever, that gets haunted or whatever.
Yeah, they take control.
They take control almost of a liquid that's already in your body, and then it starts to come out of your body.
It's funny that you said the term, you know, depending on what scientific journal or whatever, because there was a time in our society, which we're going to get into, but there was a time in our society when this was very much something that they thought was really happening, and they actually did put a lot of science into
this. Wait. The way you just said that last sentence implies that perhaps it is not really happening and we don't think so today.
We'll have to get further into this show.
Okay.
But
you had me scared there for a second.
But I'm going to tell you, there was a lot of scientific research done into this, and a lot of people, bigger names, were very big proponents of ectoplasm. Even people that were knighted, as in Sir this and that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
you're saying Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, but
he's an ectoplasm guy.
Yes, exactly. Keep in mind, though, this is a time when this was in vogue. The paranormal seances, everything was not only the thing to do if you had money, but being a spirit medium, you made a lot of money going from rich house to rich house doing these things.
We've talked about that on numerous occasions. You have the parlor room, you have the game room, and you have the seance room in the late 1800s.
Literally, they had seance parties, and if you were rich, it was expected that that's something that you do in certain circles. I'm not saying in like Kansas, though there's probably the Kansas Seance Society, and they're like, oh, no.
They did a lot of weird shit at parties.
Dude, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
That is the exact kind of party that I'm looking for.
I don't know what that has to do with seances, but thanks for the playing the Beastie Boys anyway, conspiracy bot.
But literally think the Winchester House. We talked about this. She had that room in the middle of her house. That was her seance room.
It's the era of our favorite meme on this show. You got ghosts in your blood. You should do cocaine about
That's exactly right, old-timey doctor. Now here's your liquid heroin to get you through till the cocaine comes in.
Some cures never go out of style.
That's true.
It really is true. Like we talked about this in the Winchester House. We talked about this in Mediums, I believe, and a few other episodes.
Mediums at large.
This was the era. Man, this was like if you were into this stuff and didn't need, you know, facts or evidence and things like that.
Well, back then, it was facts and evidence was just you knew someone who knew someone and like, oh, well, OK.
Yeah, but the critical mind like hasn't changed since then. Like we haven't evolved our brains. I still think that a lot of people were going, I'm not so sure.
You're right, but there was a lot of photos and things that were passed around.
That's true.
And people were, technology was emerging, but there is someone to blame for this. And he came up with this idea way back in 1894. And you can have the American name or the French name. And I've heard people referring to him as both Charles Richet or Ricket. Depending on who is talking about
it. I'm leaning towards Richet because I think he's French.
But guess what? We're in America, motherfucker.
So we'll change it automatically no matter
Let's
what.
Let's just call him Tex.
But also, I blame him because he's French, if that's fair.
Well, you can blame him for a lot because this dude was a real fuckwad.
Is that a technical term?
It is now.
Okay.
Dictionary.com. Thank you very much.
It's actually on definition.com.
Yeah, that's right. He's a French physiologist at the College de France, known for its pioneering work in immunology.
Yay.
See, he gets excited. And in 1913, he won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in recognition of his work on anaphylaxis.
Yay.
And Richer devoted many years to the study of paranormal and spiritualistic phenomena, coining the term ectoplasm.
Yay.
That's pretty cool.
Seems all okay that, so far.
Oh, yeah. And he believed black people were inferior and was a huge proponent of eugenics and even presided over the French Eugenics Society.
Cheese muffins.
Exactly, Kyle. Bad news bears. That's bad news. Hey, for a second, take a step back for a second. Let's take the whole fact that he was a fuckwad, that last bullet point out. Mm-hmm. And let's just, okay, he won a Nobel Prize. This is the only era in which you can both win a Nobel Prize and also be known as a devoted studier of paranormal and spiritualistic phenomena.
Well, at that they were trying to be like, is it real? We don't know.
Today, you know, the guy that cures cancer or something wins the Nobel Prize, but he doesn't win the Nobel Prize if he says, "Oh yeah, and on the side I study Bigfoot."
But should they be blasted? What if he's what if he's also an anthropologist and a primatologist and just really loves making casts of footprints?
Hey, I am just commenting on the difference in eras. I am not exerting my personal opinion.
And I'm just pointing out the issues in our culture today
as they relate to Bigfoot.
Yes, exactly.
But regardless, guess what? He was an asshole, and the whole eugenics and, you know, hating minorities thing, he can go to hell.
And one of these days that's going to go out of style.
My God. You're
sadly
so right.
Enough.
You're so right. It's like, "Oh God, we're so elevated and past that." And then you turn on the news, and you're like, "Oh."
Yep. Of course. So he's a fuckwad. But he's studying these things.
Right.
And
ectoplasm is the thing that he discovers.
And if you
quote unquote.
If you Google ectoplasm and you do an image search, or you Bing it, or you Dogpile it, or
I think more people use Dogpile than Bing.
I hope so. You're gonna find all sorts of black and white old timey photos showing people with stuff coming out of them. And I know that sounds funny, but every photo is different than the other, the way that portrays it. And there's even videos on YouTube where you can hear what it sounds like.
Yeah, we have an
coming
example.
Out of people. Yeah, here we go.
Help me.
Okay, that's actually that's from the movie The Haunting in Connecticut. But you know, like that.
Yeah, if you go watch that movie, that is a artist's rendering of what they believe ectoplasm would look like coming out of a person.
I just love that movies like that, they can just put based on a true story. I was watching the other day, and I hadn't watched it since we did our Mothman episode, but I watched it with Lisa. We watched the Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's like, to this day, they still don't know why the bridge fell. And I'm like, we know exactly why the bridge fell. And I Googled it again, and they're like, yeah, they knew right away that there was a fault or there was a crack and it was covered and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how could they say that and still have no one go like, oh, well, that's not true.
Language is a funny thing.
We can't post a meme on Facebook making fun of something that's wrong without Facebook now censoring it, saying this is known to be untrue. Well, no shit. But Richard Gere,
it came from Weekly World News. We get that. Yeah.
That's why I'm sharing it.
Like that's the exact point.
I got a goddamn Batboy statue over my shoulder. I get it.
Oh, man. We could unpack this for an hour as it relates to politics and everything else. But let's move on. Well, and then, let's. But yeah. The point is that if you want to see a version of this, you can just Google ectoplasm and Haunting in Connecticut, or go watch the movie Haunting in Connecticut. It's not horrible, I suppose.
No, but I got a spoiler alert for everyone at home and for you too, Jen.
What?
The physical existence of ectoplasm is not accepted by mainstream scientists.
Pricks.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe the mainstream scientists at the Chili's that you go to.
No. Yeah, you sons of bitches down in the uppity part of town, Chili's.
My airport Chili's has the scientists that are into this shit.
I think it's break time real quick, and when we come back,
we're gonna do a show.
We're gonna break down the ectoplasm as I finish my ecto cooler. It's already done, so I'm just gonna drink straight vodka after that. It's coming up next on Hysteria 51.
It's like I got my sea legs back.
Just kidding. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We'll be right back.
C-Bot, stop it.
So I think as we're going to move forward, John, we're going to run into some problems.
No, we are not.
How do you prove you could talk to ghosts to Joe Blow on the street when it's 1895? Duh! You snap some pics and you show some ghostly jizz or ectoplasm coming out of you. Boom! You can now show the spirits are real to real people, and you deserve that sweet, sweet coinage to bring them to those peeps. It's almost too easy.
Almost too. You were talking about those pictures before. You just Google ectoplasm and click image images, and there's tons of them. You know what they look like to me? I am not a photography expert. I know, breaking news. They look like, have you ever tried to take a picture, like a panoramic picture with your phone, and you do it wrong, and it comes out distorted? And
or you, like it looks like someone just put a damp paper towel in their mouth coming out.
Well,
their ear,
yeah, the worst ones. Yeah. But there are some that look really creepy. But like doing the bad panoramic photo.
You're exactly right. Double exposure.
You look like you ripped a hole in space-time.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like, if you don't believe in them, they believe that a lot of the ones showing those were just double exposures. And that's how you get those things. And then people
it's like a trail kind of. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's a... You know, they take a picture of you, and then you take a picture of me sitting down, and you are standing up in yours, and it looks like you're haunting from behind.
I think that was the perfect explanation. We should move on. All right. So, the problem with your man on the street, Joe Blow.
My scheme?
Is he then asks questions like, well, what is ectoplasm? How does it work? And other things like that.
How'd you get in my bathroom?
Of course, he's an idiot. Because you already told him that you are a spiritual medium, but he's looking for things like, I don't know, facts and evidence.
Most idiots do use words like that. They don't know.
Agreed.
Really grasp.
But we're here for you, nation. We're going to break down ectoplasm. So let's go bullet by bullet.
Here we go.
Cheese, 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 cheese muffins.
They say, number one, this is the first bullet point. They say it's secreted. It doesn't ooze. It doesn't drip. It secretes, which is such a fun word as like a, and this is what they use. And this is actually what I was kind of saying, like paper towels, a gauze-like substance from orifices on the medium's body.
My favorite orifice has to be the.
Just stop it.
Loser.
I didn't miss that.
I actually wanted them to keep going. I didn't know where that was going to go. But anyway, why? You didn't ask? Well, I'll tell you anyway. Spirits drape this shit all over their non-physical body, and that lets them interact in the physical and real universe. So what I'm getting at is the medium is secreting this ectoplasm. The ghost wallers in it, and then he can be, or she can be seen by us in the physical realm. And some say it starts out clear and almost invisible, but darkens and becomes visible as the psychic energy becomes stronger.
And then it turns violet pink, and starts to bubble the angrier New York City gets.
Yes. And luckily, if you goo up the entire inside of, say, a giant statue, you can use it to stomp some shit.
Only if you have an NES Advantage.
That is true. That is true. Pat the shoes next time. She's a harbor girl.
She's a harbor girl.
Some even say that in extreme cases, ectoplasm will develop a strong odor.
Weird. Pecker has that ability as well.
That is actually
He's
true.
Not lying
that
about that.
That
yeah.
checks out, yeah. And because rules, I guess, some mediums claim ectoplasm cannot occur in light conditions as the ectoplasmic substance would disintegrate.
You also can't get ectoplasm wet or feed it after midnight. Otherwise, that's how you get a baby Yoda.
He might be right about that one.
That checks out, actually. Yeah, so it's funny because there's all these things, and my favorite one of all of those is it's there, but you can't see it because if the light hits it, it's not there. But I can take a photo, so it's clear dark, and then they snap a photo, and oh, there's a fucking wet gauze bandage hanging out of my mouth. Ectoplasm. You know?
Well, and it's also... It could be clear. It could not be clear. It could be like it. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you want it to be in your heart.
Yeah. Like it's, you know, depending on the person, maybe you secrete a different kind of it.
So they say it secretes out of orifices.
Mm-hmm.
human beings have lots of holes on their body and they lots of places that we can secrete things. I mean, your pores, you secrete sweat, your nipples. I have nipples, Greg. Could you ectoplasm me?
Yeah. He slimed me.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to be your mouth. Like
no, your ear, your butt, your pee-pee hole.
Pee-pee hole
is a fun word.
We just can name them all.
I mean, why not? You know? Your left nostril, everyone knows the right one is used for breathing, not ectoplasm.
That's true. That's true. Your gills.
For some.
Well, I mean, Kevin Costner.
Well, the person that can answer all this for us is inner party boy, Gustave Gillet. It's one of those words. He is a French physician, physical researcher, and director of the Institut Metaphysique International. That was from 1919 to 1990.
He was there for a long time.
And his book, Unconscious to the Conscious, has been described as almost a Bible of reincarnationism.
Almost.
That is the key word there, I think.
This paper I wrote is almost Shakespeare. Almost. I mean, there's words.
So Gustav, he defined ectoplasm as being very variable in appearance, being sometimes vaporous, sometimes in a plastic state, and sometimes a bundle of fine threads or membrane with swellings or fringes, or a fine fabric like tissue.
Whatever you got laying around.
I just feels like he's into crafting.
Yeah, yeah. Also of note, many pictures the Institute had that they said, these are real and these are proof that it exists, were proven to be fakes and frauds.
No.
But he refused to allow that info to be published because he believed in the phenomenon as much. Now, when I say his institute had them, the institute that was researching them, they themselves knew they were fake. And these people like, maybe we should say something. He's like, not so fast.
Well, let's be clear. The Institut Metaphysique International has a reputation to uphold.
That is fantastic.
Well, at least it did until 1924.
And he actually didn't say, he said, oh.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome. But guess who else fancied himself a Ghostbuster and had serious, serious thoughts on ectoplasm?
Peter Venkman.
Outside of him, one Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Now, why would Arthur...
Mr. Holmes.
Exactly. Why would they know who he is, John?
Oh, how I've missed you, Holmes.
He wrote Sherlock Holmes.
He sure did. He sure did.
And he did so many things. So Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was into this kind of stuff. You know, we did that episode on the Mary Celeste, the ghost ship. Mm-hmm. If you don't remember, it was a ship. They came across, no crew on board, but it looks like breakfast was still on the table. A lot of the details that
the flowers were still standing.
One of the details was the cigar was still smoking.
Yes, they could smell.
A lot of those details actually came from a fictional story that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote about the Mary Celeste because he thought it was a cool story. He was into the paranormal and weird, but a lot of times he would then take it and turn it into fiction. It wasn't like he was just a researcher.
Yeah,
he was using it for stories too.
He actually told the author Marguerite Moores Marshall in an interview with the New York Evening World that, and here's a quote, ectoplasm is a thick, vapory, slightly luminous substance which exudes from some materializing mediums.
Two questions. First question, how can something be thick and vapory?
Obviously, you've never seen Kyle smoking that fucking vape outside your local bar.
As soon as I asked the question, I was actually thinking about like monster truck rallies. The inside.
What day of the week are those usually on?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Wednesday for some reason.
So,
what's really nice though, too, when you go to those is the ticket gets you the entire seat,
but you only need the edge.
But I'm saying the air in those, I suppose, is thick yet vapory. However, I have another question.
You've used them up already.
This is one of the prominent authors of our time, mm-hmm. but I have a grammatical question. And I'm not saying anything wrong. He said, from some materializing mediums. Is it mediums or media? What's the plural of medium?
Mediums, yeah, because they were a person's a medium, so multiples of mediums. They're not like, it's not like a, maybe it's a congress of mediums.
If you have a room full of mediums, do you have a room full of media?
See, I think those are, they're two different things.
So you think I'm conflating two different things?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, Nation,
we
your
can
thoughts.
Commiserate on that more later.
Okay. Nation, let us know. Anyway, he also said, immediately, there comes from her body this vaporous substance which surrounds her like a fog. As the ectoplasm increases, it becomes more dense. It coalesces, becomes sticky. It can be felt. It can be photographed, Brent. He didn't say Brent.
He sure did say that, though. And hell, in the spring of 22, that's 1922, he did a series of lectures at, get this, Carnegie Hall and the Brooklyn Academy of Music with spiritualists who talked of mediums and psychic planes.
Media, please.
Far outside those commonly prescribed by Western religions, meaning he was in a very interesting time of our past going, nope, ghosts and goblins and spooks and specters, and here's some mediums, and here's how this works. What I'm getting at there is you've got some big names of the time coming out swinging and providing pics of this stuff, giving lectures at Carnegie Hall to anyone that's going to come listen about the existence of spirits and ectoplasm. We're headed to break real quick, John, but when we come back, we're going to talk proof. Is there any real proof?
Yes.
That's next. We're going to see if you're right on Hysteria 51.
I was
the
guessing.
Proof is in the pudding, which is also the same thickness.
How can you have any meat if you don't eat your pudding? How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
I liked it better the other way around.
I had to fix it.
I like my pudding first because it makes me think of ectoplasm.
Do you like blood pudding?
I like blood sausage. I don't know that I've ever had blood pudding.
Same thing.
Is it?
Basically, yeah.
I'm one of those people that if it tastes pretty good, I'm not like horribly opposed to it. Like people, escargot is one of my favorite things in the world. But I think it's just because I really like buttery garlic. And that's just a way to get it in me.
But I thought you hate the French people.
I hate the people. I love their food. It's not just the French. It's everyone on earth other than me.
Oh,
so
got
French,
it.
French just happened to be part of them. The French, the Americans, the Native Americans, the Dutch East Indies. I don't know.
The best part is...
I love the Inuits.
The best part is you couldn't even come up with another group of people on the whole damn earth.
Obviously, you don't study geography like I do, or you would know the importance of what I just said.
Pangea. That's the explanation.
Memories.
No! No!
You were not there.
Sorry. Oh, John, one thing that I always hear, not a day goes by that I don't not think of this. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. Remember when people used to say that? There is a Worth 1000 is an awesome website where they do Photoshop contests. And I go there quite a bit. And it'll be like, this one is put a random animal's head on a bird. And then there'll be like 500 entries of here's a finch with a gorilla face. And they're fun. And it's just crazy the Photoshop skills some people have.
You know what's crazy or would be crazy? Looking at your browsing history.
Well, fucking understatement.
They could only weaponize it.
Enter the realm of Brent and get lost.
Picture if you will. All right. Let's talk pictures, John. Tell me about some pictures.
Well, they're pretty valuable because remember, you can't see ectoplasm when it's exposed to light.
Convenient.
Exactly. But for most of the examples that we've found, you need to kind of take the idea of the ectoplasm from Ghostbusters and remove it from your head.
Yeah, it's not like they're just slamming into shit and gooing everywhere.
Yeah, is, well, and also... it's the
excretion.
And also, like, when you think about the first time that that Venkman gets slimed by Slimer, it's not like Slimer was spouting out of the mouth of a human being. He was just this aberrant apparition.
I was looking up movies that featured quote unquote real ectoplasm, and one of the ones that was mentioned was The New Hellboy, and I watched it. And the girl in there is a psychic medium, spirit medium. If they're dead, have just died, she can go and touch the body, and literally ectoplasm comes out of her and it forms the person, and it was this smoky, gooey substance, and it was exactly, that was one good part of that
movie.
So
it's kind of like Brie?
Exactly. Yeah. A little sharp, little sharp.
Pungent.
Yeah, exactly. It was actually, though, I was like, wow, they actually really did try to make that a realistic, as some people say it was, kind of thing.
Well, I mean, even going back to The Haunting in Connecticut, their representation of that does look very similar to some of the old-timey photos that we referenced earlier.
Yeah.
What's it look like to you, though, Brent?
When you see the picture, the old
the
pictures?
Pictures that are supposed to be ectoplasm.
So there's two types that, like I was talking about, the ones that are like the double exposure. You can see like a haunt. To me, it really looks like gauze or paper towels or something just being held out of someone's mouth or ear or something like that. A lot of them aren't any more than 12 inches just dangling from their mouth. And it looks like a wet paper towel.
Again, I hope someone wasn't fast forwarding through the last break and just got there. Here's the thing. To me, I look at those photos and I kind of separate them into two categories, kind of the obvious and the strange. Mm-hmm. The obvious being like, yeah, that's fake. And the strange being going, that's interesting. And the ones that I consider strange really are odd. You don't, at first glance, you don't go, well, here's how they would fake that. Mm-hmm. You, like, it doesn't come to mind that, oh, well, that's just a frozen piece of gauze that they stuck out of their mouth. Like, mm-hmm. It looks really odd. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said it's a trick of photography, because whenever you start to play with exposures and tricks of photography, really weird stuff happens. For the ones that aren't real, is what I'm saying.
Well,
obviously.
So, if you guys remember, now this isn't part of this, but I had the gentleman gave us those very old negatives from photos that he's like, he found in that basement when they were cleaning out. And he's like, he's like, I'll be damned. He goes, I don't want to sound crazy, but there's UFOs on these.
The pie tin people were throwing in the air.
Well, and literally, so we had MUFON investigate it because they were either incredibly fake or the smoking gun missing Billy Meyer style photos. And they had their photography department look at it. And they said that what it was, they believed, and they said they were very cool in and of itself, is someone learning to make trick photography, because some were terrible, some were good, some were, you know, you could see that they were faked. And it was at a time when you couldn't do Photoshop, so they needed to manipulate and like that.
The general public couldn't do Photoshop. We all know that we've had CGI since the 1830s.
1812, actually, if you believe in the Anunnaki.
Well, that's also how they've been using CGI for the flat earth for 100 years, at least.
Well, everyone's in on it, except for the flat earthers, it seems like. They're the only ones that are woke. Everyone else is just in on the take.
We're just trying to convert the last one.
P.S. Do you still get your flat earth checks deposited via direct deposit, or do you get paper checks?
Because
I get paper checks.
That would have worked better if you hadn't stumbled through the options.
See, I get double paid, so I didn't want to, like, you know.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Yeah. So you're saying that both the NWO and big banks.
You almost said NWA.
So you're saying that both NWA and Wu-Tang are paying you.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it's a new shirt I saw in Hysteria.
Yeah. What are you going to do? So spoiler alert, John. Spoil it for me. Tell me about it. What do you believe it? What's going on? Do you you realize this is true, not true, anything like that?
Well, looking back, we realized that the media of the day were frauds, and their ectoplasm was certainly revealed to be a hoax.
That is a scientifically proven thing because, as I said, at that time, it seems they were really interested in if this was real or not.
I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
Thank you, Lost Skeleton.
Asshole.
And they put some time and effort and money into these things, and every photo that was put forth and every story could not be proven to be true, even those done by people who've been knighted in Europe.
Okay, I think I want to do an episode on Sir Arthur Conan Doyle at some point.
It would be fun. I think
he was
he's
a
all
really
over the place.
Really intriguing dude. Though,
I will say, that said, several notable scientists conducted experiments on ectoplasm, trying to come up with a source for it. If this was true, let's say that these photos aren't, but could it be true? And they just, some of these are false.
Right. The photos are just like somebody's trying to prove out something that they actually know happened. They just don't have any proof.
So they're going to try to find the composition, the properties of it. The problem lies in there that it's difficult to tell what they were analyzing, since so many mediums had their own brand of
media.
making the shit look real. Everyone they talked to, it was a completely different, falsified story, as they found. And poof, it doesn't seem to come out and play anymore. Now, and that's not to say no one is saying that they're playing with it, but all of a sudden it fell out of favor and you're not getting ectoplasm coming out of people anymore. At least not much since science and photography has progressed.
As evidenced by so many things, you and I haunt different corners of the internet. In the corners of the internet you haunt, are there people that still believe that ectoplasm is a real thing?
Yes. And there was videos of people like, here's video proof, and they are few and far between where people are still holding on to this, but yes.
Even those that believe in things that perhaps you and I don't believe in, or at least I don't believe in, are looking at ectoplasm going, nah, well, not so much.
Let me preface that. There are people that say they believe in it.
Okay.
And those are usually people.
But
also
my point
going,
is, my point
video.
Is, general believers in spirits, ghouls, ghosts, goblins might generally believe in that stuff. Even they are looking at ectoplasm, going, not
and
the, so
and
sure.
And this old photography,
yeah,
going,
yeah, yeah.
Mm, yeah, no, because it is funny. Someone flipped that switch, and all of a sudden, it stopped happening.
Well, that's the same. That's the same thing as the UFO argument. That's the, you know, cell phones have cameras now, and all of a sudden, there's a lot less videos.
But that's not true, though. So that is something, side note, that is a story that's prevalent. People keep saying that. That is actually scientifically untrue. And that's one of the things that I was talking with Chris Cogswell and a bunch of them were coming out with. There are more videos now every month and every year over and over than there has been in the past. And they don't really know where that came from, that thought that there's less.
I think the thought comes from how big of a story these things do or don't become. The Phoenix Lights were a huge story, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, look at the Tic Tac right now.
And I was about to say, that's the same thinking. I never said I believe that.
Mm.
I agree. Like, of course there's going to be more video. Everyone and their brother has a smartphone now. Like, even if they're just taking videos of pie tens like we were talking about mm-hmm. before, or real UFOs, either way, there's going to be more of them.
It's funny. It's talking about photos and videos, so... this was about a year ago or so on Facebook. Someone posted to JP Doyle's site. I saw this at night over San Francisco, and I have no idea what it is. And it was a light in the sky, slowly descending, and had something circling around it. No sound. And it disappeared.
Then why'd you give a sound?
And, they can't see the literal hand movements that I'm doing. in the studio, and everyone's like, oh my god, that is excellent. And it was very convincing, except for I had just been in San Francisco and I'd seen it at night and in the day because it was Fleet Week and it was the Navy parachuters that had these light ball things they were doing for demonstrations, and they were literally circling it with their lights on their clothing with their parachutes.
Oh.
And at nighttime, it looked crazy. And at daytime, it was like, oh, cool.
Right.
So literally,
right.
And I showed Lisa, she's like, you know, the nighttime video. She's like, oh, yeah, those, the parachuters.
Right.
And,
like,
yeah. And that's but why, if you don't know that.
That's the one. That's why you and I are in agreement. If that was happening in 1953, there's a few aberrant reports about it. Today, there's 15 videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's one of those things where proof is few and far between. For this stuff,
or non-existent,
it has. But unfortunately, for anything
for
that's been brought forth, it doesn't seem to cut the mustard, so to speak.
Pass the sniff test, though. If we had some ectoplasm, you wouldn't want to sniff it because it stinks.
But Seabot tells us he scoured the net just like you and I did, but he did it for a different reason. He did to find us an ectoplasm recipe that you can make at home. Modern slimy ectoplasm.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it, Seabot.
Here's a nice glowing ectoplasm recipe from Science Notes that's easy to make using readily available materials. 1 cup of warm water. 4 ounces clear non-toxic glue, or toxic if you are not a pussy. White works too, but won't produce clear ectoplasm. 1/2 cup liquid starch. 2 to 3 tablespoons glow in the dark paint or 1 to 2 teaspoons of glow powder, or 15 pounds of military-grade plutonium refined into yellow cake. The steps are 1. Mix together the glue and water until the solution is uniform. 2. Stir in the glow paint or powder or radioactive cake. 3. Use a spoon or your hands to mix in the liquid starch to form ectoplasm slime.
4. Shine a bright light on the ectoplasm so it will glow in the dark. 5. Worship the devil and never eat your vegetables. 6. Store your ectoplasm in a sealed container to keep it from drying out.
See, but I think you might have thrown a few extra steps in there.
Just what a douchebag would say.
Fair enough.
I want to see the original.
Well, Brent, I don't really think that we need to go through our thoughts. I think they're pretty apparent, and they go along with most of modern society's thoughts.
Here's a real quick, here's my thought.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to the lower fourth dimension, John.
Thank you.
You know, it was really nice having you gone.
And frankly, I've already got heartburn since you're back.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But you know what, though? There's a new way people can listen to us.
Well, I don't know this. Tell me.
Monday nights, KGRA Radio, kgraradio.com. You can listen to us on there at 9, 8 Central every Monday
9
night.
9 Eastern, 8 Central. What time is that in Russia? Actually, you know what? Don't look it up. Do we have any Russian listeners? Russian listeners, write in. I just want to know if you exist. So hop on Hysteria Nation, shoot us a voicemail, 773-669-7277. Use your country code.
Well, you know what? We're so behind on those. Write us in. Write us in. But do leave us a message also, but write also.
Okay. So one, I want to know if you exist, because I wore my Hysteria 51 t-shirt, hoodie, hat, all of the above, everywhere across the Ural Mountains. And no one recognized it.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's a new one. It is the logo on front with red with the sickle and hammer right below it. And on the back, it says, you call this a gulag? But I think something gets lost in translation.
It was just a bunch of backwards R's.
Yeah.
Oh, but Nation, yeah, let us know your thoughts. As I mentioned, Hysteria Nation, that's our Facebook discussion group. Just go to Facebook, search Hysteria Nation. You can find us on Twitter as well. I followed the show while I was gone at Hysteria51Pod.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. I have my own Twitter, at GoFoLight1.
Yeah, and I'm at the Brent Hand. So, because Brent Hand was already taken, that bastard. And guess what? He also owns BrentHand.com. There's going to be a culling, and he's going first.
Oh, dude, I've told you about JohnGoForth.com and my trials and tribulations trying to get that bad boy locked down.
Yep.
There's a saxophonist in Seattle that's got it coming.
Actually, the Brent Hand that I'm talking about and I were actually Facebook friends for a long time, and he's a preacher. So, very nice guy.
Why is it past tense?
We're not friends anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're not friends on Facebook anymore. I don't remember if I did or he did. At one time, I had like 9 or 10 friends on Facebook. They're all Brent Hands. And I wanted to start the Brent Hand page, and none of them signed up. So I'm like, delete you.
No. He deleted you. And here's how you know. It's just like when you get broken up with. Yeah, I don't know if she broke up with me or I broke up with her every time she broke up with you. Every time.
Well, I don't know, because I was pretty drunk.
Delete you.
Yeah, it's like John said, though, 773-669-7277 for a voicemail. Patreon.com/Hysteria51. And you can get t-shirts and pins, host your own show. We had someone pay to host their own show and has not responded about what they want to do. So either they're an awesome badass or they're lost in limbo trying to get a hold of me. And they're like, why isn't this bastard responding?
They're probably talking to the credit card company right now, trying to see how they can get it reversed. Yeah, is what's happening.
Yeah.
By the way, question for you.
By the by,
question for you. You mentioned my flat Earth check. I did receive that while I was gone. My Patreon check didn't show up in
it's the damnedest thing. I don't know what happened to it. CBOT was supposed to bring it to you.
Oh, was he? All right, we'll have to talk after the show. Well, Nation, that's it. I'm back, whether you like it or not. Kyle's back.
Cheese muffins.
You know, that's been such a lost and missing part of the show.
Brent's still here, and unfortunately for all of us, Conspiracy Bot's still here.
Yeah, with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible! It was just terrible! I'll never get over it as long as I live!
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.